Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. What do you call home? Is it just four walls and a ceiling? Is it a motorhome or your town or village or city? This week, we hear stories of home or the lack of one. From Seattle, Tim Exton tells us about a tent city that's helping that city's homeless.
People who are recovering from various addictions or people who are just on extremely hard times.
Then from California, we visit a home that is the unique artistic expression of its owners in mosaic tile. Tales of Home on this week's American Cafe. In spite of decades of effort to fight homelessness in the United States, many people still sleep on the streets or in public shelters. The most recent national estimate says that there are more than 524,000 people homeless in the United States. As Tim Exton tells us now from Seattle, Washington, homeless people there are taking matters into their own hands, regaining control of one aspect of their lives at the same time.
Every Sunday, the residents of this homeless encampment, 10 miles south of Seattle, attend a compulsory meeting to discuss camp affairs and make decisions about its future.
This is Tent City 3. It's a self-managed, democratically social, organized encampment that's run by the participants, for the participants. It's a clean and sober encampment. The kinds of people you get here are people who are recovering from various addictions or people who are just on extremely hard times.
One of a dozen such organized encampments in Seattle, Tent City 3's population varies from 50 to 100 people, children to seniors. The camp is self-policed and moves its location every 6 months. It offers its residents a structured alternative to sleeping on the streets, in night shelters, or in informal tent encampments where the threat of drugs, alcohol, and crime exist. It gives those, such as Michael and Carissa Cleveland, a chance to get back on their feet.
It helps a lot, really, because honestly, I'm not the most strong-willed, as she could tell you. If there was alcohol just freely flowing, I more than likely would lapse more than I have in the past.
It's security for me. It's a tremendous amount of security, and I feel like there's a whole lot of people around me that care.
Average rents in Seattle have risen more than 60% in the last 7 years, fueled, many believe, by a tech boom that has seen companies like Amazon bring tens of thousands of new workers to the city. Last year, an annual survey counted over 12,000 people as homeless in Seattle and surrounding King County, with more than half classified as unsheltered because they were living on the street, in tents, or in vehicles. Some remain unconvinced of the value of self-governing tent cities, especially those housing recovering addicts.
There are no social workers who come in there. There are no health workers who come in there. The camps are entirely voluntary, and people go to those camps with the understanding that they won't be expected to do anything to get themselves out of the camp.
Advocates for the homeless agree that tent cities are just a stopgap measure.
The big picture is clear. We need massive investments of local, state, and federal dollars in creating new, deeply affordable subsidized housing.
It's a sentiment echoed by one Tent City 3 resident.
Don't get me wrong, I like this camp. I like what it does. I like how it helps people. But I'm disappointed that it has to exist.
With little immediate prospect for construction of affordable housing on the scale required in Seattle, it seems that Tent City 3 and other camps like it will be needed to provide shelter for the homeless for some time to come. Tim Exton for Voice of America News, Seattle.
Their house. house looks more like artwork in progress than an average California home. Every square centimeter in Sherry Pan and Gonzalo Duran's house is covered with mosaic tiles. Angelina Bagdasarian visited the couple, and Anna Rice narrates their story.
Welcome to the Mosaic Tile House.
Guests are always welcome in this colorful house. Artists Sherry Pan and Gonzalo Duran have been married for over 25 years. And all these years, they have been renovating and perfecting their home.
Sherry made some tiles with little abstract designs. It was originally going to be like this. But once we broke them, you know, that's when the fun started.
And that's how thousands of broken tile pieces, all carefully hand-painted by the couple, ended up decorating not only their bathroom, but the whole house. Lately, they make their own tiles from clay.
So that's what makes it so accessible. We make the tile. We don't have to go out and buy the tile.
Their love for art is also what brought the couple together.
He was selling paint.
At Nova Color.
I was buying paint at Nova Color, and so I reached over the counter one day and started kissing him. And this is what happens if you kiss somebody. You end up with them for the next 27 years so far.
And though the couple says renovating and decorating their house can take a few more years, Duran is already thinking about the next project.
Well, my idea is that but once we're finished, we're going to just move out and start over again. I mean, she doesn't know this, but we're going to work it out.
Both artists have a little work studio inside the house. Pan likes painting in oils, while her husband prefers acrylic paints and crafting unusual toys. During a few hours every Saturday, the couple invites tourists into their picturesque house. They say they are happy to show how the love of peculiar ideas and bright colors, coupled with a sense of humor and love of art, can result in a lifetime project. For Angelina Bagdasarian in Los Angeles, Anna Rice, VOA News.
To see the Mosaic Tile House, log on to our website, voanews.com. Thanks for being with us this week. No matter how you define home, we'd love to hear from where you are. You can log on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe, and you can also leave a question or comment there. You can see other episodes of our program by logging on to our main website, voanews.com. For all the folks here at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.